Okay, so today is the second part of the of our sugya on Misa Lezeh V'Tashlumin Lezeh. So last time we already read the Gemara inside, we'll just review it outside, just to show how really all these issues really tie back to the Shakla V'Tarya and the issues on the Daf, which is always beneficial. right, so in short, and just in terms of the Misa Lezeh V'Tashlumin Lezeh, I want to summarize the Havamina Maskana in terms of the application of Misa Lezeh V'Tashlumin Lezeh to our entire Gemara. You don't want to write it last time?
Okay, so
not all the details, just Misa whether
right, so we're trying to figure out whether how the Pesukim about two people are fighting as depending on a pregnant woman works, because they say that if you kill someone, then if you dies, then you don't pay money, but if the woman is alive, then the woman lives, and you have to pay the Tmei Vlado. So the question was, you should still be paying for money because you're a rodate, and being a rodate should cause kimlay. So the Gemara first wanted to suggest, well, maybe this is a raya that not all rodfim have a chiyu, have kimlay, because if you have a rodev who is yachlatz about mevara, you're not allowed to kill, so therefore he's not chayav misa. The other kind of the Gemara said that according to the Madama that's not true. You have to figure out a different reason why.
There's a chayav misa, still wouldn't be a tzur mama.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara said that the reason would be that it's misa lezeh, tashlum lezeh. It's misa to the guy who we're trying to kill, the guy we're fighting with, and it's mamon to the woman.
Oh, so in the Gemara, sorry, so the Havamina of the Gemara assumes that the exception to kimlay of misa lezeh, tashlum lezeh applies in this case of rodev. Right. And therefore, that's why there's a chiyuv, that's why there's no kimlay. So right. What's the maskana? No?
Right, we say that can't be because Rava says that if a rodeh who breaks kalim, whether their kalim belongs to Yerdah or whether their kalim belongs to anybody else, he's potter, seems to imply that a rodeh is a rodeh does not have the din of misa lezeh tashlum lezeh. It's misa to even other people, or misa lezeh tashlum lezeh doesn't apply. Whatever exactly.
Exactly. So, it's from the Gemara itself, it's clear that the klal, the exception of misa lezeh.
Should we keep the door open? I don't know. Someone suggested that maybe we should do that.
Because it's better for the air or something?
Not sure.
Yeah. I think so.
And there's no point in this.
So,
Just keep it on.
Right. So, it's clear from the. From Maskana, right, that while the Havamina applies, the tour of misa lezeh, tashlum lezeh. So the case of rodev, right? In the case of, right? In the maskana, the Gemara is saying in a parallel case of rodev, right? Your rodev achar nirdav, and you show over the kelim of an achir. The Gemara says that kimlay still applies, even though, let's say, despite the general klal of misa lezeh tashlum lezeh. We pointed out there are two ways to really understand the maskana, right? Is the Gemara in the maskana rejecting the entire notion of misa lezeh tashlum lezeh, saying even when you have a case which is defined as misa lezeh tashlum lezeh, still kimlay is going to apply. And then we pointed out, the statement of Rava has really got to change to Rabba, because clearly Rava and Daf Yud holds the call of misa lezeh tashlum lezeh. Or the second option is that, no, really it is Rava. Really, we generally hold of the exception of misa lezeh tashlum lezeh. And just this case is not defined as misa lezeh tashlum lezeh. It's rather, if you have a better understanding, more precise, more accurate understanding of the gedder of misa lezeh tashlum lezeh, you'll really understand that these cases of rodev are really defined as misa v'tashlumin lezeh. And that's why kimlay applies. So we just went through the different approaches to misa lezeh tashlum lezeh to try to now understand really what is going on in our Gemara. So just really short, just a short recap. The first approach we saw is that that misa lezeh tashlum lezeh is all din in hazama. Right, that was the original way we interpreted Rabbeinu Tam based on the Shita Mikubetzes. Rabbeinu Tam's Shita, which you read inside, is that misa lezeh tashlum lezeh as an exception is limited to the realm of hazama. So we basically asked the very difficult question, which we're going to get back to in just a moment. why in the world, I mean, if Misal Zeta Shumal Zeta is really an exception to Kimle, and Medina Kimle should apply, right? So why in the world of Azama do we say that Kimle doesn't apply? So the first approach is, so on the Shittim Mekbet, is that Misal Zeta Shumal Zeta is just a Gzeira Sakasav, that because we need to fulfill the din of Kasha Azama Ma'asos La'achiv, that overrides the factor of Kimle. Fine. First approach, number one, is that Misal Zeta Shumal Zeta is just a din in Hazama, sheds no light whatsoever on the nature and parameters of Kimle. Oh. The second general approach is to say, no, really, Misal Zeta Shumal Zeta is a din in Kimle. It's all about this general notion that, meaning a basic requirement of Kimle, is that there needs to be a connection, there needs to be a tzirah between the onshin, and the only way you're going to have one onish, the onish achamar being mevatel, being poter, being mafkia, the onish akal, is when there's some relationship between the two of them. Oh, and then misal zeh tashim lazeh, according to the second broad approach, basically breaks the tzirah between the onshin and dictates, oh, they're no longer connected, and therefore the patur will no longer apply. So within the second approach, you pointed out that there are different ways in the mefarshim to define within which realm of tziruf is misal zeh tashim lazeh dealing with. So the first approach we dealt with last time was the Harshita of the Ri and the Shita Mikbetzas, Bidas Rashi and Ksubis, that it's all in the realm of Maisim, right? The exception, the Mechayiv, really, of Misal Zeta Shumal Zeh, which dictates the Ptur of Kimle, does not apply, is only when, right, Misal Zeta Shumal Zeh is really a simon to the fact that the both Onshin stem from two distinct Maisei Avera. And the fact that they flow from two distinct Maisei Avera, that is the factor which breaks the Tziruf. Fine. Then we went to the, you know, we'll call it 2B, right, the second approach, that the tziruf here is not within the realm of Maisim, it's rather within the realm of Gavra, in the sense of to which Gavra is each Onish Mitzruf. And the idea is going to be, in a general sense, that the Ptur of Misa Lazet, Tashum Lazet, again, this is seemingly the most Pashup shout out, that idea is that when each Onish is Mitzruf to a different Gavra, right, the Misa, presumably, is on account of one person, and the Chiyat HaShulman, or the Chiyat Mamun, is on account of another person, the fact that they're associated with two different people, that is the factor that breaks the tziruf between the Unshin, and that's what generates the exception of Misal Zeh Tashim Lazeh. So fine, so last time we pointed out, the big issue within this approach is how do you define to which Gavra the Onish, the particular Onish, is Mitzruf. So you broke down, you have to understand both the Onshin in the realm of Mamonos, the Tashlumen, and the Misa. So last time we dealt with the Onish Mamon, and how you define the to which Gavra the Onish Mamon is Mitzruf. We pointed out, again this is quickly just for Chazara, and we pointed out that generally it's very easy to ascertain, you know, to which Gavra the Onish Mamon is Mitzruf, because both on an Avera level and an Onish level, generally everything goes in one direction. But we pointed out in certain cases there is a breakdown, in the case of Naam Rasa, between the Baal Davar or Baalas Davar of the Avera and the person to whom the money is going. So presented a test case, we saw Machlokes Rishonim in terms of even within the realm of Mamonos, where you see this breakdown of whether the focus is on the Avera or the Onish having is being Mashpia, having an impact on how Megeder of what's going on at hand. So now, for the new stuff, now transitioning to the realm of Misa. Right? How do you define to which Gavra the Onish of Misa is Mitzuruf? And to point out just in contrast to Mamon, when it comes to Misa, it's really more difficult to understand to which Gavra the Misa is Mitzuruf. Because on the one hand, from the you know, execution, let's call it, of the Onish, right? No one is by Mamon. Someone is receiving the compensation. So it's clear who on an Onish level, who's receiving, who's benefiting from the Onish. But from, you know, an Onish Misa level, we don't like to think that someone's benefiting from this guy dying, so no one's receiving, there's no kabbalas or onish on the part of any individual. And then also in terms of who's been impacted by the Avera, it's also not always so clear. Because when it comes to Mamonos, it's clear that the Bein Adam Machavera issue, so Hezek, it's clear who is adversely impacted by the Avera. But sometimes when it comes to an Onish Misa, the Onish Misa comes from an Avera Bein Adam L'makom. So in that case, so now how do you deal with that factor? When one Onish is Mitzruf not to a Gavra, but rather to Hashem, how does that play into, you know, this idea of there being a break in Tziruf? So that's the difficulty that all the Rishonim within this approach are trying to, you know, grapple in terms of what's the geder of to which Gavra in Onish Misa is Mitzruf. So we're going to see that there is really be the whole shir today. basically four different options in the Rishonim in terms of how you're being magdir to which gavra in Onesh Misa is mitzura. So the first approach is called, basically the most limiting approach, is to say that the Onesh of Misa is only mitzura to a gavra when the Onesh is mugdar in terms of the gavra. Explain exactly what that means in just a moment. This is when when a particular gavra is part of the geder ha'onish itself. Sounds very vague. Explain in a second. So now with this, let's go back to Rabbeinu Tam. Right? So basically Rabbeinu Tam Shita was that the exception of mis lazeh tashlum lazeh is limited to the realm of hazama. And we asked the question before, is basically why in the world is there exception to kimle specifically in the realm of Hazam? So before, the first approach we suggested before, based on Shita Mikbetzes, is that nothing to do with Dinei Kimle. Really, with Dinei Kimle, the Torah should apply. There's no problem. And just an overriding factor of Kasha Zalman Lassos La'achiv, which the Gemara understands as being an overriding factor, Xer's Akasiv, which trumps the Torah of Kimle. Really, Kimle should apply. The need to be Mekayim to fulfill the Pasuk of Kasha Zalman Lassos La'achiv states that you need to be Mekayim, both Onshin, even despite the factor of Kimle. I'd like to suggest an alternative right now, to say maybe there's a way of understanding Rabbeinu Tam as even working Medina Kimle. Alright, then the challenge is, so if it's Medina Kimle, so why is Hazama unique? Why specifically in the realm of Hazama do we have a break in Siruf between the two Onshin? So I'd like to suggest, and I sort of gave it away with the title of the Shita, of this option, I'd like to suggest that the uniqueness of Hazama is if you think about the onesh of kasher zamam, lasos la'achiv, right? The achiv, the gavra to whom you adversely impacted by your edus, is part of the geder ha'onesh itself. So it's not that you happen to be, you know, chayiv misa to on account of one person. You happen to be chayiv mamon on account of another person. That those other people are part of the geder ha'onesh. Meaning kasher zamam lasos l'shimon is the onesh, you know, misa, and the kasher zamam lasos l'reuven is the chiyuv mamon. So basically, Shimon and Reuven become part of the geder ha'onish, and therefore, specifically in the context of Hazamar, you have a break of tzira between the onshim, because the two gavras on whose accounts both onshim come are part of the geder ha'onish. So perhaps, according to Rabbeinu Tam thinks that Hazama is an exception, but as an exception which impacts the dinim of Kimlei itself, to say that really it's all dinim Kimlei that you have a break of tziruf between the onshin, but it's only in the realm of Hazama where you have this break of tziruf, because only in the realm of Hazama are both onshin defined based on the gavra who were adversely impacted by the Averis. And therefore it's dafka in the realm of Hazama that you have this break of tziruf.
So we'd only need Misa to be created by the
That's a good question. We're going to get back to it. I mean, you're basically assuming that as long as you have one of them defined by a certain gavra,
well, specifically Misa, because Misa is the one that we're asking a question about, like Tashlum, you can figure out.
No, because in order for Kimle, we're trying to say that what's going on here is that in order for Kimle to apply, you need a connection between both Onshin. So in order to break that Tziruf, you need both Onshin to be Mitzuruf to different people. Once you're mature up to different people, that's when you break that zero. We're going to see in the next Shittos, in a case where, let's say, only one, parallel to what you're saying, that where a case where only one Onish is mature up to a Gavra, then the Tzirav is not going
to
be broken.
No, I'm saying, like, they're mature to different.
No, you're saying, but only, but according to this approach, the only time. I understand. But you're saying, but according to this approach, the only time an Onish is really mature up to a Gavra is only by Eidim Zomim. That's the approach. So therefore, it's in construct, it's parallel to what we're going to see later, where only one onesh is mitzuruf to a gavra. And we're going to see there that in order for you to have a break of tziruf, you need both onshin to be mitzuruf to two distinct people. So therefore, the way that would translate here is that you need both to be in the realm of Hazama. And then again, that's the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. That's why it's a very good question, because you have to be able to explain why Rabbeinu Tam shita only applies when both are in the realm of Hazama, because that's clearly a shita.
But why is that different? Why only specifically Kasher Zamam? Is there...
Yeah, because only Kasher Zamam is where Kasher Zamam lasos la'achiv, where the achiv, where that the person on whose account the onish comes, is part of the geder ha'onish. It's Kasher Zamam lasos l'shimam, Kasher Zamam lasos l'ruuvim. contrast to other places, okay, you try to kill someone, so that happens to be the person on whose back, you know, you're chayev, that doesn't become part of the, I mean, you're rotzeach. It's not, you don't say that part of the gedra onish is the rotzeach of him. That's what I'm suggesting.
Yeah, I mean, just you know, the rotzeach thing.
Yeah.
I see how it's not like a kasha, but and I assume it would be potentially interesting from the perspective of this option if you expand it to rotzeach. That's probably the closest thing to it. Like, shovet dam adam v'adam v'lo shovet. Like, very different tat of what you did to that guy.
Interesting. Yeah, so Rabbeinu Tam doesn't seem to, but that would be interesting if you find other people who draw the line in different places, 100%. I'm suggesting that this is really probably the most, and you're pointing out probably different onshin have different, you know, degrees to which, you know, the person adversely impacted by the avera is part of the gedur onish. That's a good hara. Right, so option number one, again, is that the way you define the tziruf of an onish to a gavra is only when that gavra becomes integrated into the gedur onish, which we're suggesting perhaps is the basis of Shittas Rabbeinu Tam, who limits this exception, this klal of misa lozeh, tashum lozeh, to the realm of Islam.
But according to Rabbeinu Tam, why isn't it possible for a onesh mamon to be nitzraf to a gavra without zomit?
Because perhaps, exactly as you said, I mean, even though, meaning, the only time you have this idea of kasha zomim lasos la'akiv is by kasha zomim, even the other cases where it seems clear to whom the gavra is nitzraf, to whom the onus in the surah, it still doesn't become part of the gedur ha'onish to such an extent. Perhaps.
The mamon or by the misa?
You're saying the
even if the mamon is to one person, as long as the misa isn't to
someone. No, because look at the lush of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is talking specifically about how Hazama is special.
Correct.
But he was saying that Hazama is the only case where the misa is to one person and the mamon is to one.
Yeah, but it seems like even, but he's asking, it seems like, according to Rabbeinu Tam, both on the Misa level and the Mamon. Seems, I mean, again, you could, that gets, you know, to Shmuel's question in terms of how much is, does one suffice, and it could, you could claim, like, I'm not sure. If you take your suggestion to logical conclusion, as really what Shmuel is saying, is that theoretically, if you're Chayav Misa, you'd be dealing Hazama to one person, and you also Ramazik them, then you're going to tell them, should, or sorry, you're mazik someone else, that should be misal zet hashem lozeh. Problem is Rabbeinu Tam doesn't say that. I think that's what you're also assuming.
Probably what it says.
Exactly, it doesn't seem to, yeah, 100%, as I'm agreeing. So I'm trying to suggest that even though a mamon, it seems clear in the general sense where it comes, but it only was clear when you're dealing with the regular dinim of law. Okay, you know, if you had to pick someone, who would it be? So in the realm of mamonos, yeah, if you're just questioning, you know, who's the closest, so the mamonos is generally very clear who's the closest. But if we're trying to say, for Rabbeinu Tam, it's not just who's the closest, right? For everyone else, it's who's the closest. So as long as you define who's the closest person to this avera slash onish, that's the person to whom it's in tzuruf. For Rabbeinu Tam, we're trying to suggest, and in most cases, outside of Azama, even if a person is the closest, that still doesn't, you know, it doesn't count, really, as the onus being served to them, because you dafka need kasha zama m'lasos la'achiv, it's dafka in the realm of Azama, where the achiv is part of the gedera onish, that it is applied to that other person. That's what I'm suggesting. Even on a mamas level. Even on a mamas level.
This kind of gets back to what we were talking about at the beginning of the summer, about why you pay back the neighbors in the first place.
Okay, very good. I hear it. Down in the mamas level. Yeah. I hear. Just something from the other room. Very good. Okay, fine. So approach number one, again, is that only when the gavra is integrated into the gedra onish, and that would be limited to the realm of onshin. Fine. So the second approach is accepted by more people, is that, no, the way we define to which gavra an onish is mitzuruf is based on who is, we'll call it, the baldavar of the avera. Right, a focus on the avera, and basically who is the person who is adversely impacted by the avera. So we're going to see, right, and this is parallel to when it comes to mamon, right, who's the person who's, like, you know, adversely impacted by the avera. Same thing here, who is the person who, meaning we have an avera, which is chayev nisa, who is the person who was adversely impacted by the avera? And as we pointed out, again, this focus on specifically on the avera, you'll see in contrast to the next approach, which is focused on the onish, again, plays a very important role in terms of the more global issues in Kimlei, in terms of whether we focus more on the avera or more on the onish. According to this approach, really the focus in this context is on the avera itself, which is very important for the larger issues. It's important to also note is that, while we're going to see one shita who actually accepts this notion of maskana, other Rishonim, such as we'll see, such as Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, are basically say as follows. They basically say, oh, if you think that the Pshat of the Sugya is about Seiruf, then it should be based on the Avera. But because if you look at all the cases, if you try, you know, work that out with all the cases, that doesn't follow through. So it must be that, no, the Pshat of the Sugya is not Seiruf. So again, we'll just go through the shittas in a second, it'll become more clear, but certain shittos, such as the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam, basically take this approach and say, if you were to define, you know, the question to whom it's, you know, Matsur, based on, you know, the closest Gavra to whom each Onish is Matsur, then the Koveya should be the Baldavra of the Avera, but because if you play it out, it doesn't work with all the cases, you have to scrap the entire, you know, this entire approach, and therefore go for another approach. But again, it's telling that when they're, entertaining the possibility that, you know, that the Koveya at hand is the Gavra to whom, you know, the Onish is Mitzurav, they assume that the Baal Davar of the Avera should be Koveya. Again, it's their Havmina, because they end up rejecting it, but at the end of the day, it's still telling that if you're looking to which Gavra and Onish Mitzurav, they look to the Baal Davar of the Avera. So just to give an example, remember the Ri, right? The Ri, I guess it was both the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam together. Basically, the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam basically both point to our Gemara as a proof against this Gavra Tziruv approach. They basically say, in the case, right, the Maskan of our Gemara, right, where Kim, right, the case of the Rodev Achan Yerdaf, right, and then in terms of the Baldavra of the Avera, who's the most adversely impacted by the Avera of Rodifus? The Nirdav, the person who's being threatened to be killed. Right, and yet, when you're Shover, the Kalim of an Acher, of another person, right, so therefore, seemingly on a Gavra level, in Lecha, you know, Mis Lezeh Tashlumin Lezeh Gadol Mizu. Right, because the Misa on a Baldavra of the Avera level is clearly Mitzurah to the Nirdav. And the, you know, the Mammon is clearly Mitzurah to the Baal HaKelim. And they're basically saying, look, our Gemara still applies Kimle. Right, so they obviously are assuming, they were not rejecting the notion of Misa Lezeh Tashlum Lezeh. They assume that the Gemara is just saying, oh, Misa Lezeh Tashlum Lezeh doesn't apply in the case of Rodev and Yerdav. So they basically are saying, if you're focusing on which Gavra, each Onish, each Avera is Mitzurah, focus on the Avera, and then you have a problem because the Rodev and Yerdav case, and the Baal HaKelim is someone else, it's clearly two different people, and yet we apply Kimle, yet we assume it's Misa Lezeh, Tashum Lezeh. So both Rabbeinu Tam and the Reap is like Muchach Mikan from this Gemara. And the Yisod is not about, you know, looking to which Gavra it's Mitzurah. According to the Reap, it's all about Meisim, right? And therefore he has presumably has a different pshat in the Gemara. Presumably he thinks that the Gemara is rejecting the whole notion of the Maskana. And Rabbeinu Tam, either again, is rejecting the notion of saying it's totally a Din and Hazama, or he's saying, rejecting it amidst us by saying, we don't look to which Gavra, you know, is closest, it's rather a din, rather this whole notion of you know, Onish being Mitzurah to Gavra is limited to the realm of Hazama. But again, Ri and Rabbeinu Tam both assume that if you're taking this, you know, Gavra Mitzurah approach, then it should be based on the Baal Davar of the Avera, and therefore they don't understand how you can understand the Maskana of our Gemara. The third Rishon, who, you know, takes this approach, that it's all based on the Baal Davar of the Avera, and actually goes with it, is the first day in Tosos. Anyone has their sheets from last time? We started reading in the middle. We skipped the first sheet of Tosos, the one who asks a question on Rashi, and it's clear that he seems to understand that, you know, the Koveya is to which, you know, the closest person who's, you know, impacted by the Avera itself. Asher, you want to read the beginning of Tosos?
17.
Yeah, the Tosos, right, again, Ksubas Laman of Abis. Go for it. Oh, fine. So basically, right, we quote it, we'll get back to Rashi itself. So basically, Rashi basically says that the case of Ochel Truma, which is Chayav Misa, and Kara, and then Korea, Shirayim, Acher, which is Chayiv Mamon, that's a case of Misal Zet Tashim Lezeh. And he says, oh, the fact that the Gemara applies Kimle must be that that this sheet in the Gemara rejects the exception of Misal Zet Tashim Lezeh. But basically, right, the assumption of Rashi, that's what Tosas is going to challenge, is that that case of Achilas Truma and Korea Shirayim is a case of Misal Zet Tashim Lezeh. We're going to see that Tosas is assuming which is easier once you have this understanding, that Tosas is assuming in Rashi that the koveya for misal zet tashlum lazet is to which quote unquote gabra, you'll see the quote unquote in a second, to which gabra, to which entity, if you can say that, a particular onish is mitzuruf. And therefore he's going to say, if you look at this case of Shuma and Kriya Shiraim. So Kriya Shiraim is mitzuruf to who? The Baal Hashiraim. But Achila is Truma, especially when it's yours. Who, to which entity, you know, quote unquote? Hashem. So he's basically saying, Tosas is saying, according to my understanding, my worldview, that everything is based on, you know, to which, call it entity, you know, an onish is mitzuruf. So it must be that Rashi is assuming that when one onish is mitzuruf to Hashem, the other onish is mitzuruf to Gavra. This is getting to the Shmuel's issue, you hear what I'm saying? Where only one of the onish is mitzuruf to a specific Gavra. The other one is mitzuruf to Hashem. Different idea, but a similar construct. So he says, it must be according to Rashi that is misal zeh tashum lazeh. That meaning that Hashem counts as a lazeh, as a diversion, as a break of tziruf. But now Tosas is going to prove that that's not true. We don't find that in other cases. Go for it. Wait, what's the case? You're
okay. Right, so someone lights a pile of straw or something on fire on Shabbos, and so he's going to apply Kimlai because he's going to protect the Godfish because he's going to get Misa for Shabbos.
All right, so it's a similar construct, right? You have the Chiyav Mamon to the Baal HaGadish, and then the Chiyav Misa for Shabbos, not connected to any particular person, it's connected to God. And yet we apply Kimlai, we don't apply the exception of Misa Lezeh Tashum Lezeh. So he says, yeah,
Misa Lezeh, Mishum Shabbos, Tashum Lezeh, Mishum Godish. Ela al Korokach, Choshev Misa Vetashum in Le'echad. Hovo Velo Mishayev Misa Vishvil Adam, Ela Shemayim. Bahakanami, Achilas Truma, Priyashi Rayim, Ami Misa Vetashum in Le'echad.
We'll stop there. All right, so Tosas is basically saying that, again, he's interpreting Rashi within his worldview, that everything's based on which gavra, which entity, you know, a particular onish is mitzuruf. Everybody says, Rashi's application on misal zeh shum lazeh is clearly off, because we see from that, you know, the Mishnah in Baba Kama, Lama Dalet, that when, you know, when one lazeh is a gavra and the other lazeh Hashem, that's not a break of tziruf. So therefore, how can you apply in the case of Truma and Kriyas Shirai? So, Beis Tosfos has two assumptions, right, and which he extends to Rashi, right? Assumption number one, again, is that he's taking this approach, that the koveya for misal zeh tashum lazeh is to which gavra the onish is mitzuruf. And therefore he asks, right? And then his second assumption, again, is that when one of the onish is mitzuruf to Hashem, that's not a break of tziruf. So again, right, assumption one, it's all based on which gavra, which entity in onish is mitzuruf. Number two, that the only time you have the break of tziruf is when it's two different gavras, when one of the entities is Hashem, there's no break of tziruf. So just analyze each of those alone. In terms of the first approach, assuming that Rashi is agreeing with his, you know, conception that misal zeh tashum lazeh is all about, right, to which gavra, which entity, the onish is mitzuruf. So if you look at Rashi's lashon, as we pointed out, already we suggested one interpretation of Rashi. Rashi doesn't seem to be focused on that at all. Right? Rashi's Lashon, which is interesting, Tosas does not quote. He just quotes the Shita, he doesn't quote his Lashon, as I think Moshe read last time. The way Rashi formulates the reason why this is Misal Zeh Tashum Lezeh is not because, you know, it's a Chi of Misa L'Shemayim and a Chi of Mam to one person. He says something else. He says, Ba'af al Gav is also in Yeshit, right? Ba'af al Gav de Misa Lav Mishum Mamona de Nizak Asile. Right. All he's saying is that seemingly the problem is that the Chiyav Misa does not come on account of the Mamon. It seems like it's focusing on the Chetzah at hand. We'll get back to that. But again, the Shita Mikvetz has learned that you know, the Rashi is aligning with the Ri, which I don't think is so meduyuk, but that's one approach. And we're going to present another approach, the fourth approach, that, you know, it's about the Chetzah. But either way, Rashi does not seem to be focusing on the Gavra. So therefore, an easy way to basically answer Rashi from Tosas' kasha is that you got me all wrong. I 100% agree that, yeah, it's Hashem and God. That's not my whole worldview. My worldview is all about, it's either Meisim or it's about the Chepza. So therefore, Tosis' first assumption, which basically is the basis of his question in Rashi, and his proof against Rashi, he basically can, you know, be rejected, and he can defend Rashi by saying clearly he just rejects this assumption and takes a different approach to Misa Lazat Hashem Lazat. The other assumption of Tosos is that when you have Misa, when one Onish is to Hashem, the other Onish is to another Gavra, then in that case you don't have a break of Tzira. So just to follow that for one moment, as we were talking about before with Shmuel, that it seems like you have like a notion, it's like again a mashal of like min bimino chotzeitz, where sometimes the only time you have a chatzitza or a hefsik or a clash is when the two items are similar. Because the only time you really have a true contrast is when you have two similar items and yet there's a contrast between them. So in this realm, when you have, you know, one onish mitzruv to one gavra and another onish mitzruv to another gavra, so there, since there, I mean, it's a little ironic because you would say, oh, Hashem and, you know, Hashem and one gavra, you know, there's such a bigger gap and then between two gavras. But in the end, that you have this idea of min b'mino chotzeitz, min b'sheino mino eno chotzeitz, where you have this ironic cloud that sometimes in order to have a clash, in order to have a chatzitza or a hefsik, sometimes you need to have a similarity between the two, otherwise it's like completely apples and oranges. You don't even start comparing them. Generally, you need like a basis of comparison, and once you have a basis of comparison, so then the subtle distinction creates a true clash. So too here, when you have, you know, each onish mitzvah up to a different gavra, then because they're both on the same realm of gavra, so then the fact of the two different gavras, that creates the contrast, that creates the break of tzirut. But once you're dealing with Hashem and a person, because ironically, because they're so different, and that you don't have that, you know, that you don't have that stark contrast, you don't have that stark clash. Again, in line with this idea of min b'mino chotzeitz and min b'she'ino mino in chotzeitz. So that's what Tosos, again, other Rishonim also say, this idea that the only time you're going to have the break of tzirut is when it's two gavras. So again, option number one was that, you know, the only time it's mitzuruf is when when the gavra is part of the gather onish, that's Rabbeinu Tam. The second approach is that basically you're looking to which gavra is most closely connected to the avera itself. That's approach number two. We saw Ri Rabbeinu Tam in their Havminas, and the first day in Tosos, seemingly that's his, you know, his perspective, even Lamaskana. So the third approach is that, again, not focusing on the Avera, but rather focusing on the Onish. Right? And according to this third approach, again, which is very important in terms of the larger issues in terms of, right, whether Kimlay in general focuses on the Avera or the Onish, this third approach thinks that, no, really the Koveya is the Onish. And this third approach is going to try to understand how in the world can you understand our Maskana, right? The big Kasha on our Maskana is, right, assuming that, like, that it's Rav, right? And that even our Maskana agrees that if it's Mis Lazet, Tashum Lazet, that Kimlay should not apply. And yet our case is where, you know, their near Dav seems to be connected to the Misa, and the Bala Kelim is the one connected to the Mamun, and yet we're applying Kimlay. That's the big question that everyone's trying to answer. So the way that certain Rishonim address this question is by introducing a new Yisod, that basically if you focus on the Onish and not the Aveir, right, on an Aveir level, right, the only person connected is the near Dav. He's the person who's adversely impacted by your attempt to kill him. But on an Onish level, this is a fascinating approach. This is presented by the Riva in Tosos. We'll read it in a moment. This is the last day in Tosos. We'll see the Chedush HaRan as well. They basically hold that if you focus on the Onish, the fact that, as we've been learning, the fact that any bystander can kill the Rodev in order to save the Nirdav, so therefore every person, including the Baal Kelim, is Mitzuruf to the Misa. So again, if you don't focus on the Avera, because, right, from the Avera's perspective, only the Nirdav is being impacted by the Avera. But if you rather focus on the Onish, and the way they're saying is that, oh, the way the Tziruf to the Onish manifests itself is not on whose account, you know, the Onish is coming, but rather who can execute the Onish. And since every bystander can kill, can carry out the Misa against the Rodev, so therefore the Misa on an Onish level is Mitzuruf to every bystander. So, and since the Bala Kalim, right, it can also carry out, you know, the Misa, so therefore the Bala Kalim is both the Misa, is both the, you know, Tashlum and Lazet, and he's also the Misa Lazet. So again, if you switch your, you know, your focus from the Avera rather to the Onesh, which again has broader implications for the Sugya, and you assume that the way onish manifests itself in this context is who can carry out, who can execute the onish. So that's another very creative way in the Rishonim to understand how even our maskana could be misa lezeh, teshuma lezeh, how the Baal HaKelim, who has nothing to do with the Redifus itself, seemingly, can also be connected to the Redifus because he can carry out the Chiyah Misa. So just to see this inside, this is Riva at the end of Tosfos, is right, bolded. Can I go for it, Avi? See the Riva, four lines up, bolded, the bottom.
Riva Omar.
Alright, so he's coming off of the Rabbeinu Tam and saying, there's a dome proof from our maskana that Misa Lezeh Tashim Lezeh is limited to the realm of Azamah, right? Because Rabbeinu Tam, think back, right? Brought, this is right. The fact that, no, is he says, Imacha Misa Lezeh Tashim Lezeh Gadol Mizu, and yet Kimli applies, oh, must be, it's because no, Misa Lezeh Tashim Lezeh doesn't apply outside the realm of Azamah. He's saying, no, don't say that.
Right.
Kimli applies in all contexts, even outside the realm of Azamah.
Eved Kafas Lov Rodev Shani.
Alright, so those are two cases, right? The Rodev is our case.
Right.
And the Eved Kafas Lov is, we'll get back to that, is the case where, you know,
it's tied to the Gadish.
Exactly. And you kill the Eved, which, upon whom you're Chayev Misa, and you're Chayev, you know, Mammon for the Gadish, for the Gadish, and therefore, and again, if
you
they have two.
Misa for the Eved, isn't it
Shlosh Mishkal? Yeah, so I'm not sure. That's a good question. I'm not sure. I have to look at the Gemara better. I didn't have time to.
Yeah,
assumption they're all talking about Chiyah Misa there. I'm not sure why.
Because you lived the Eved on time.
No, but
that you
killing
the
Eved is
the,
only
the
Shlosh Mishkal.
What?
Killing the Eved is only Shlosh Mishkal.
Yeah, so I'm not sure why. Yeah, Dain?
Sure, Shinaga has Eved, Shlosh Mishkal, but a person who goes on a
Okay, very good. Thank you. That's the answer. Okay, so Chiyah Misa from the Eved. Thank you very much, Dani. And then there's a Chiyah Mammon because of the Kaddish. And the Gemara says, Kimlai even applies when the Eved and the Kaddish are owned by different people. So seemingly it's very similar to the Rodev, where the Baal HaKelim is someone else, where you have the, you know, seemingly Misa Lezeh Tashim Lezeh, right? By Rodev, right, the Nirdaf is the Misa person, and the Nirdaf, the Nirdaf is the Misa person, and the Baal HaKelim is the Mammon person, and yet we see Kimlai. So to there, the Eved, right, the Eved, the owner of the Eved seems to be, you know, the Misa person, and the owner of the Gdish seems to be the Mammon person. And yet, replying Kimlai, what do you mean? Both these cases, it should be Misa Lezeh, Tashim Lezeh. So how is he going to explain both of them? So they're both shiny. So what is he saying? Because every bystander
can kill them.
Can kill, right, the person who's chasing out there or is about to light the Eved on fire, and the person who and the Rodev. Even Af. Even the Bala, you know, Eved. Yeah, I feel like it should really be. It really should be Bala Kaddish.
Yeah.
So really, even I think those might actually change that here. Something.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the Shabbos gift. Fine, Kaddish. Exactly. Yeah. So basically, even the person to whom the Chiyah Mammon. Even the person to whom the Chiyah Mammon is Mitzurav, also, though it doesn't seem like it's connected to the Misa, because he's not being adversely impacted from an Avera standpoint, but the Riva is Mechadesh from an Onish standpoint, since they can carry out the Misa, they can kill the Rodev, they can kill the person who's lighting them on fire, so therefore they're also Mitzurav to the Misa, therefore this is a case of Misa Letashlumin Lezeh. Again, if you focus on the onish and the execution of the onish, so even cases which seem to be lezet lezet are really all to one gavra. So right, so that's the Riva, exactly what we just read, and the Chiddush Ran in the Shita Mikbetzes and Ksubis also takes this approach.
Which echad is this? Is this the
it's all the Baal HaKelim or the Baal HaKelim? The Baal HaKelim and the Baal HaGdi. Is it the Baal HaMamon? Because he's the only person, he's Mesurif to both. Right? It's his Mammon. And also, he's connected on an Onish level to the Misa. So you have basically both Onshin coalescing, being connected in the realm of that one Gabra, and that's enough to be Mitzarif them. The Chiddush Ran just adds one point. Oh, right? And just exactly what we were pointing out, it's just what we were saying before, the Chiddush Ran, I know it's in the case of, right, the Gedish this time, right, the Gedish in the Shabbos, right, where scratch that, forget that. So at the end of the day, the Riva and the Chiddush Ran both accept this approach that the Koveya of, you know, to which Gavra the Onish is Mitzuruf is focused on the Onish and the execution of the Onish, and therefore was able to explain our Maskana and the case of the Gedi. Fine. So two, oh, so I said there are only four options, but it's really four and a half. So it's, now it's interesting. So we just had, you know, option number two was that the focus is on, oh, sorry.
Where's
Ramat? In the Chedush Ayran and the Shita Mikubetzas in Ksubas, on Lamed
Aleph. And also, I mean, is there any possibility of like, like Bichol Berov, when Kol HaOlam, the Chivis of the Kol HaOlam, so like, oh, well, this guy's part of Kol HaOlam.
You're saying that it, I mean, that would be against this.
Yeah.
You're saying an additional assumption is that, yeah, they're assuming that even though this is one person on Kol HaOlam,
right, that might be taking a stand on the original, you know, the nature of the first
place. Yeah, interesting. Oh. Alright, so we basically just saw approach number two, which they thought that the focus was on the Baal Dara of the Avera. Approach number three, which thought that the focus was on the Onesh, and the execution of the Onesh. So you're going to see, you know, well, two and a half, basically the Rashba who combines both of these Shitos, right? And thinks that both factors play a role. Again, there has to be a pecking order, because otherwise you can have a clash. But basically we're going to see, it's a very complicated Rashba, a lot of questions on it. They brought it here. But basically the Rashba, his Shita seems to be that the first Koveya is the Baal Dara of the Avera. And if you don't have a Baal Dara of the Avera, so then the Koveya seems to be, you know, a Gavra who can execute the Onish. So again, in light of the broader issues in the Sugya, it's interesting because there is evidence, I'm not going to get to this now, that certain Shitos hold that in certain realms of Kimlei, the Avera is Koveya. And other realms, it's the Onish which is Koveya. It's meaning, because a lot of different, you know, Achloksim and the Tanaim, and to assume they all line up with each other is very dahuk. So, again, this is a broader issue, but there seems to be evidence that within various Shitos, you think in different realms of the Sugya, in certain realms of Kimlei, the Onish is Koveya. In other realms, the Avera is Koveya. So it's interesting that the Rashba really says in this realm, both play a role. But there's a pecking order, which is also significant. He says, the Baal Dabra of the Avera is rule number one. And rule number two is, you know, who's connected to the Onish in terms of who can execute the Onish. Again, so in terms of the broad issue, it's an interesting Shita, but again, the fact that, oh, which one is it? If you understand the broader Sugya, that, you know, it's clear that, you know, Rishonim and different Shitos hold the different Kovim in different areas, that itself is not a possibility that he's not taking a stand. It's either the Avera or the Onish, because it's clear that both play roles in different cases. Oh, so here the very complicated Shita of the Rashba is that, okay, right, so he addresses different cases with these, you know, different columns. We have to put them all together, right? So again, right, so he first deals with the case of the, right, the case in the Gemara in Ksuba, this is the Rashba on Ksuba, Salaman on the base, the Ramas, the Ravashi, Amar, on the Sugya, on the case of Ochel Truma and Korea Shirayim. So he's trying to understand what against Rashi, why that case of, you know, Korea Shiraim, Ochel Truma Korea Shiraim, as well as the case of Mavlik Dish Bishamis, why those are cases of Misa Vitashulum and Lizat, right? Because Kimlei applies in those cases. And the way they understand it is that these are cases, the exception of Misa Lizat Tashulum Lizat does not apply there, because really it's Misa Vitashulum and Lichad. So the way he explains those, you know, those, the way he explains those cases is, again, is based on the idea that it's all based on, you know, which gavra the onish is mitzura. Let's make sure I'm getting this right. Right, to which gavra the onish is mitzura. And if he says then the case of, you know, of truma and Shabbos, where one of the gavras, one of the entities, is Hashem. So if you don't have that sufficient break of tziruf. Right, at the end of the day, he's assuming that the Chiyav Misa for Achilas Shuma and the Chiyav Misa for Shabbos are only Mitzuruf to Hashem. And therefore he says, since only Mitzuruf to, one of them is the Misa, is Mitzuruf to Hashem, and the Mammon is Mitzuruf to a Gavra, that's not a sufficient break of Tziruf. And he similarly says that that the cases of Rodev, right, in the case of Rodev and the case of the Gedi and the Eved, the reason why Kimlei applies there as well is also, he says, because he also says, right, this notion that we just saw in the Riva, that because if you focus on the Onesh and the execution of the Onesh, since the Baal Kalim and the Baal Gedi can kill the Rodev, kill the person who's endangering the life of the Eved, so if you focus on the perspective of the Onish, so therefore it is Misa and Tashlumin Lechad. So again, so far in those cases, you would say, okay, it's exactly like the Riva, it's all about the Onesh. So if the Onesh is connected to a Gavra, then they can execute it from Tziruf. If not, it's to Hashem. And you don't have a break of Tziruf. But then he's trying to explain two cases. The cases of Misa Lezet, Tashlum Lezet, and the case of Hazama. And the case where you kill someone, actually kill someone. He says there, the reason why it's Misa Lezet, Tashlum Lezet, is because the case, I'll say, the person who's killed, or you know, the people who were huzam, huzmu, and those people are the bal davar, the bal davar of the avera. So again, while in certain contexts the Rashba clearly invokes the onish issue in terms of, you know, who can execute the onish, it's clear that he said that the rodev and the case of the gedi and the aved, and there's other case of riticha and the case of hazama. He says there, you know, the bal davar is koveya. Right, and therefore it says that even though we're dealing with a case where, you know, say Rizicha, you know, theoretically that other people could be mitzuraf to the Misa, theoretically, in terms of their role of as Eidim, essentially, get back to that. Still, the fact, the primary Koveh is the Baldavar, and since in the end of the day there is a clear Baldavar there, the person who was killed and the person who were who's the people who were Huzmu, therefore they are the lone Lezet, the Misa is only Mitzuruf to them, so therefore there's a break in Tziruf because the Tashlumim is to someone else. Fine, so again today you see the Rashba has these combining these two Kalalim, he's combining Baldavar and the idea of being connected to the execution of the Onish, and while assuming that if a case is defined as a Baldavar, that is the primary Koveya. So just two questions that. Actually, my time is really running out. Okay, two more minutes, so we're going to skip the questions on the Rashba. The Rashba is a very complicated shita. In terms of one, I think I'll just mention the questions really quickly. One big issue with the Rashba is that, you know, he assumes that the cases of Achilas Truma, basically he considers in his discussion, he considers cases where the Chiyuvim are Bidei Shamayim, he still says that everybody is Mitzuruf to that Misa. Right, in the realm of Rodev, to say that every bystander is mitzuref to the Misa because they can carry out the Misa, that's understandable. They can actually carry out the Misa. They're allowed to kill the person. But then he extends that klal. I think I might have mis-explained it before. I apologize. He explains the cases of Achilas Truma and the case of Madlik Gidish B'Shabbos. The reason why that's Lechad, forget the Hashem part. The reason why that's Misa and Tashlum Lechad is because it's the Baal HaShirayim. He says, and the Baal HaGiddish are Mitzuruf to the Misa, even though those are Misos B'Dei Shamayim. That's question number one. Why in the world are they Mitzuruf to a Misa B'Dei Shamayim? Question number one. The other question is that once the Rashba seems to assume that the Iker Koveya is the Baal Davar, right, and that once one person is Baal Davar, the Misa is Mitzuruf to him, and not to anybody else, even if they could carry out the Misa, so then the cases, let's say, of Nirdaf, right, at the end of the piece here, he says the cases of, you know, our Gemara, of the Rodev and the Nirdaf, and the case of the Eved and the Gedi, he says those are cases which are Mitzuruf to everybody. And the question is, what do you mean? There's a clear Baldavar there. In the case of the Nirdaf is the Baldavar. So if you really think the Baldavar is the Iker Koveya, so why wouldn't you consider the Nirdaf to be the Iker Koveya? And okay, every bystander is Mitzuruf to the Onish, but it's clear from his presentation that being Mitzuruf to the Onish is only the second Koveya. The first Koveya is the Baldavar, so why wouldn't he consider the Nirdaf to be the Iker Baldavar? And second, then in the other case of the Eved, exactly, the Eved and the Gedi, similarly the Baal Eved should be the Baldavar. He's the person adversely impacted by the Avera. So those are two questions. Maybe we'll come back to that in a second. I just want to present quickly the fourth approach in this. Again, this is really Rashi. Right, so again, approach number one is that the Koveya of Tziruf to a Gavra is when the Geder HaOnish, when the Gavra is integrated into the Geder HaOnish. Approach number two is that the Koveya is the Baldavar of the Avera. Approach number three is that the Koveya is, you know, the person that Tziruf to the execution of the Onish. Called 2.5 in between those is that, you know, both factors play a role. That's the Rashi, the complicated Rashba. And the fourth Shita, as the big Kiddush, as there's a thing with Shita's Rashi, is that the Koveya is the Chetza Shel Avera, in the following sense, that if the, basically the only time you're going to have Kimle is seemingly when when the chetza upon which both averos apply to a single chetza. But if both averos basically are performed with two different chetzos, so then that's going to be the break in Tziruf. And I think that's the most meduyuk way to read Rashi. Again, it sounds similar to the Maisa approach of the Re, again, focusing on the two different distinct Maisa, but it's not focusing on the Maisa as much as the Chepza at hand. I think that's why the Shita Mikvetzas could understand the same Rashi, which I think is dealing with the Chepza as dealing with the Maisa. But if you read Rashi again, I think he's more focused on the Chepza. He says, Ma'apal gav de misa lav mishum mamona de nizak asyula. Right, he seems to be saying that the misa, which is coming on account of the achilas truma, is a different chetza, is not stemming from the same chetza, namely the davar hanizak, as the chiyah mamona. So I think if a close reading of Rashi, and I think the Marsha on the spot also takes this approach, that really Rashi is holding that the koveya is the chetza, and that only time you're going to have kimel misa l'shem l'zeh is when they're both on one chetza, slash the only time you're going to have a break of tziruf of misa l'zeh l'shem l'zeh when there are two different chetzos. And basically, like we were saying before, once you take this approach to Rashi, again, this approach or the Shita's approach to Rashi, either way, as long as it's not based on the Gavra, to which Gavra, in the regular sense, the closest Gavra connected to the Avera, so then there's a way to answer Tosas Kasha, right? Because Tosas Kasha was like, oh, what do you mean? It's all, one of them is Mitzuruf to Hashem. But no, if you think the Koveya of the Gavra is not, who's the closest person to the Avera, but rather, who's the owner of the Chefza, so then that's a way to answer, another way to answer Rashi from Tosos. And then, again, this is what Karni Ra'im on the Marsha points out, and the way Rashi, again, exactly what we're saying, the way he's going to answer Tosas Kasha is that the case of Kimle, right, that Tosas is asking Akasha on Rashi because he thinks it's the same as our case, is really not. Right, the case there is the when you're madlik a Gedish. So there, the only reason why there's Kimle is because there's one Chepza. Because the Chiyah Misa and the Chiyah Mamad are all coming on account of the Gedish. Right, because you were chayiv misa for burning it, and then you were chayiv mamun for burning it. Right, at the end of the day, it's one chifetz, which is really at root of both onshim, and that's why the Marsha explains that according to this understanding, that's why the Gemara specifically gives the case that it does. It says when it's oil truma shelo and kore shirayim shel acher, and the implication is if the baal hashirayim was also the baal truma. So then there would be Kimlai. Again, according to this approach, that the Koveya, according to this fourth approach, the Koveya is who's the owner of the Chetza, and whoever's the owner of the Chetza, that's the person to whom the Aver is going to be Mitzuruf. And again, the Shita Megubetzes on the Gemara there, and the Laman Aleph and Ksubis, Tzir Maskel Vakari Shirayim, again, takes this approach and says, just like the Marsha said, the reason why the Gemara specifically gave the case of Ochel Truma Shelo, the Korea Shirayim Shel Acher, is because to establish it as two different Chavtzos, which belong to two different people, because if the Truma belonged to the Baal Shirayim and it was one Chavtza, again, even though it's presumably two different Maisim, right? Again, on a Maisa level, you're eating and you're tearing, and according to this approach, the Koveya is not the Maisa level, it's really the owner of the Chavtza, and that would be the Koveya. We'll stop here. If anyone has questions, we'll take it. Visiting day,